He spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
It's not sharks with laser beams, but we do have an organization that's using teched up animals. An army of them, actually.
Okay.
In the Czech Republic, there is a brewery that's using crayfish with infrared sensors on their body. Tiny little biosensors.
Okay.
To measure the purity of their water. This is how they're making sure that their water remains pure. They put the crayfish in there. Crayfish just go about living their lives.
Okay.
They just basically hang out in the tank.
Peeing and pooping in there.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking here.
That's kind of where I was too. but any change to their body or their behavior flags them that something is happening to the water. The water's not as pure as it should be.
Yeah, because they just pooped in it.
I know. Don't offer me like sparkling water with a shrimp in it. I know, it's a crayfish. That was shrimpist.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I had the same thought that I hope you're running that through a very fine colander.
Seems they should have some technology to do it these days.
Right.
You would hope. You would think.
Why not just put the infrared sensor in there?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Ah. Are we still putting canaries in coal mines? I feel like they should have come with something else.
Something different to measure air quality. Down in Mexico, they have to be just at this point thinking it's end of times. I mean, they've got hurricanes on one coast. They've got the earthquakes. They've got fish falling from the sky.
Oh!
This happens. You occasionally hear these stories.
You do?
You get the water spouts, the tornadoes over water, and they'll suck up a bunch of fish, and then nearby it starts raining fish.
Yep. Sharknado 6. I'm on it.
It was raining fish Tuesday. The coastal city of Tampico.
Ah. Now, have you, Jay, I know you always do extra research. How big were these fish?
They're not huge. They're not huge.
Minnow size somewhere.
Yes,
but still,
but still pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean,
you could see them.
Yeah.
That's... Ugh. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm staying inside for a while.
By the way, I bet it smells wonderful there.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Nothing like being close to the equator and having it rain dead fish everywhere. Finally, have an Australian couple who found the perfect place to have their wedding because you need a lot of napkins, you need a lot of plates, you need a lot of food. Costco.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's their favorite store, and they held their wedding at Costco.
Sure.
Sam's Club wasn't nice enough.
Oh, please. They're high class. $10 per guest is all it cost them. They had about 90 people, so $900 to cover their reception for pizza, meat pies, soft drinks, and a Costco cake.
There's a lot of better things to eat from Costco than pies.
Yes. Just go through the sample aisles.
That's exactly right. Why would you even pay to feed your guests?
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.